Hello, and welcome to Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Page Turn is a monthly podcast bringing you information about great books, library news, and fun library tidbits from your favorite programs, as well as a Spanish language book review from Victor. But as always, we start with Reader's Advisory. A wistful summer blossoms between two high school boys finding themselves and each other through a shared love of movies in this moving, dramatic, two-volume romance series. Chiharu Saeki and Wataru Toda are two high school students who share a common hobby. They love to watch movies. After they meet, they become fast friends, until one day when Chiharu confesses his love for Wataru. Wataru says that Chiharu's confession doesn't bother him, and the boys continue throughout their summer, going to pilgrimages to see film spots from their favorite movies. But the more time he spends with Chiharu, Wataru realizes that he may not only be as unaffected by Chiharu's confession as he claimed to be, but those feelings may also be mutual. Today's Reader's Advisory is My Summer of You by Nagise Furuya. My Summer of You is a high school romance graphic novel recently translated from Japanese. The story is lighthearted and cute. The characters are relatable and realistic. The story also centers on film and cinema as well as romance. Readers may also enjoy I Hear the Sunspot Limit by Yuki Fumino. Because of a hearing disability, university student Kohei had made a habit of distancing himself from those around him, but after meeting the exceedingly cheerful Taichi, he gradually begins to embrace a more positive outlook on life. Kohei eventually begins to see Taichi as more than a friend, and after he confesses his love to Taichi, the feelings become mutual. In this new addition to the I Hear a Sunspot series, Kohei continues on as a student while Taichi makes his way out into the working world to pursue his own calling, and the two begin a new life together. Or, How Do We Relationship by Tammy Fu. Shy Miwa has always dreamed of finding love, but living in small-town Japan has made finding the right match difficult, especially since she likes girls. Even going away to college didn't seem to help. Until one day, her outgoing classmate, Seiko, suggests they might as well start dating each other since it's not like either of them has other options. At first, it seems like things won't work out as their personalities clash and misunderstandings abound. But when their casual friendship starts to become something more, Miwa begins to wonder, can a pragmatic proposal lead to true love? Or, Lovecom by Aya Nakahara. Risa Koizumi is the tallest girl in class, and the last thing she wants is the humiliation of standing next to Atsushi Atoni, the shortest guy. Fate and the whole school have other ideas, and the two find themselves cast as the unwilling stars of a bizarre romantic comedy duo. Rather than bow to the inevitable, Risa and Atsushi join forces to pursue their true objects of affection. But in the quest for love, will their budding friendship become something more complex? There is no bonus segment this week, as My Summer of You has not been added to any lists. Happy reading, everyone! This month's library tidbit is about the City of Largo's plans for a new City Hall. It's a new year, a new you, and there's a new City Hall for the City of Largo coming. The City of Largo has been working towards a new City Hall for a couple of years now. You may have even answered the community survey in 2020. A lot of thought and planning has gone into the new building, both behind the reasons why the city is building a new one, and also how the new building will be designed and what functionality it will have. The current and soon-to-be-old City Hall was built in 1973, It was built to the codes and work standards of that time. Not only have building codes upgraded significantly since 1973, but our work culture has also changed drastically. One of the city's major concerns with the current and soon-to-be-old City Hall is that it is not up to hurricane or flood codes. It's been pure luck that it has not suffered any major damage in a storm. If the city decided to stay in the current and soon-to-be Old City Hall, it was estimated to cost anywhere between $10 and $15 million. This would bring the building up to code and also repair the AC, heating, electrical, and plumbing problems the current building experiences. The cost of building a new building, parking garage, and retail spaces altogether is estimated at $58 million. This is a significant difference. However, not only is the current, soon-to-be Old City Hall in need of major repairs and in danger from hurricanes, it does not meet the needs of the city. The current building was originally built for a financial services organization and not as a city hall. The new city hall will allow the city flexibility in work and meeting spaces and will have a built-in ability to grow as needed, something the current, soon-to-be old building lacks. The current, soon-to-be old building is also sorely lacking in accessibility, something that is a priority in the planning of the new city hall. The city cannot truly meet the needs of the public unless the public can access the city. Once the new city hall is finished, the plot of land the current and soon-to-be old city hall is on, along with the parking lot, will be torn down and the plot sold to a private, probably residential developer. This not only will allow for more housing in Largo, but will also help to offset some of the costs of building the new building. The current police department and emergency operations center will be staying where they are on Highland, behind the plot of land the current and soon-to-be old city hall stands on. The new city hall is being designed and built by the firm ASD/SKY. I will link to their website if you are interested in some of their projects, but most notable for our area, this is the firm that built the new St. Pete Pier. ASD/SKY was chosen not only for their modern and clean designs, but also because, as a firm, they are dedicated to sustainable and inclusive building practices. To build the new City Hall, the City of Largo has purchased several plots of land on the 400 block of West Bay Drive. The city targeted this area for the new City Hall as part of the city's commitment to developing and revitalizing downtown Largo. The city has a vision for downtown Largo as a destination spot for the public. As such, the new City Hall will be a mixed-use building with open green spaces for the public to use, as well as retail or restaurant locations available in the same building as City Hall. The city came to the decision for the new City Hall to be a mixed-use building after research into developing a community that was safe for everyone, sustainable for everyone, and that all of our residents could be proud of. The new City Hall will focus on having a lot of green spaces and utilize as much natural light as possible. In addition to having green spaces, not just outside the building, but also inside, the landscaping will also use Florida native plants to make sure that the city is being environmentally responsible. The city is also planning on adding an array of solar panels to the roof of the new City Hall as part of the city's dedication to sustainable practices. The new City Hall will focus on having collaborative workspaces with rooms for private work or phone calls when needed. The city wants to focus on having flexible working environments and spaces that promote remote work as well as collaborative work. The city is also dedicated to digitizing files and having less need for physical file storage. The new City Hall will also have several meeting rooms of varying size to meet the needs of all types of work or meetings with the public. In addition, the new City Hall will have break rooms on every floor, larger meeting spaces and terraces for group celebrations, spaces for nursing parents, spaces for meditation or prayer, gender-neutral bathrooms, art exhibits, and a fitness room for staff use. In addition to the City Hall building, the city is also building a parking garage. This will be next to the new City Hall with a green terrace in between the two structures. The parking garage will be for city use during business hours, but the plan is that during the evening and over the weekend, this parking garage will be turned into a public use facility. The groundbreaking for this project is due early to mid this year, and the building is planned on being finished and open by the end of 2023. To keep up to date with this project, you can sign up for email updates at the link in the show notes or by emailing connect@largo.com or by calling 727-587-6740, extension 7630. Also check out the link in the show notes for a projected design video of the new City Hall. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy un bibliotecario en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. Y hoy les voy a estar hablando de un nuevo libro que tenemos en la colección en español que se titula Simón por Miki Otero. Sinopsis. Este libro es una vida entera, la vida de Simón, que abre los ojos en un bar entre dos familias que no se hablan, que cree, buscando a su primo, aquel que le prometió una vida de novela y desapareció, que aprende que es la amistad junto a Estela, que ensaya en restaurantes de lujo las recetas que aprendió en el bar, que se finge un héroe en yates y billares, que se obliga a caminar hacia adelante en viajes que son huidas, que se enamora demasiado y muy mal, que pronto se da cuenta de que los héroes no existen. Las fortunas lo son por algo y las damas no pretenden que las rescaten. Simón, que un día vuelve. Vuelve para empezar de nuevo. Esta vez, de verdad. La novela de su vida. Miki Otero se corona con una de las novelas más conmovedoras y auténticas de los últimos tiempos. Una novela llena de lugares y personas a los que regresar. Mi opinión. Este fue un libro que me gustó mucho porque podemos encontrar algo de nuestra propia historia en la historia de Simón. En la novela vemos la historia de Simón desde la infancia hasta la vida adulta y cómo éste intenta sobrevivir en este mundo a fuerza de desengaños. La novela empieza con los Juegos Olímpicos de 1992 en Barcelona, cuando Simón pierde a su primo Rico, quien era su mejor amigo y compañero de azoteas. A partir de aquí, el recuerdo de su primo está evidente en todas las experiencias de Simón. La novela se desarrolla a través de 3 décadas y muestra el proceso de crecimiento personal de los personajes. Este amplio recorrido histórico nos hace reflexionar sobre cómo nos afectan personalmente los acontecimientos políticos, históricos o sociales que se producen en nuestro entorno y hasta punto determinen o influyen en nuestra personalidad. Para finalizar, el libro es un viaje de emociones, que muchas veces son parecidas a la realidad del lector. El libro es un poco largo para la historia que cuenta, pero además de esto queda muy recomendado. Es todo por hoy, hasta la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Adiós.
Thanks, Victor, for another great book review. Remember, if you happen to not know Spanish, check out our English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check out our events calendar for our upcoming events. We'll start highlighting some of those in next month's podcast as in-person events have started for all ages. Stay safe, and we hope to talk to you again soon.